everybody, it's me, Titi Torres, and make sure you check out my latest interview with DaBaby on Tap In with Titi, Hot 97's newest podcast.
Tap In with Titi Torres.
97 minutes commercial free.
Non-stop hip hop.
Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Woo! Hot 97.
Hello, new world.
Hello, new world.
All the boys and girls. Hello, new world. All the boys and girls. Hello, new world. All the boys and girls. I got some true stories.
True story.
You're back outside. You're back outside.
But they still lied.
Whoa. Yeah.
Take off the foo-foo. Take
call right now, 800-223-9797. You want to get into this Lord Never Loses situation? We got tickets to Summer Jam, Lil Durk, Fabio, Burna Boy, Roddy Ricch. Oh, Pusha T.
Uh-huh. Take off the foo-foo. Take off the couch, take off the Wi-Fi.
Call right now.
Take off.
You ugly as fuck. Take off the mat. You ugly. Ebro, Laura Rosenberg, good morning, man. Thursday morning, and the rain is coming down, at least until 11 a.m., and then it looks like we have a beautiful weekend now. It was all this speculation leading into today, Laura Stiles, because, you know, I'm a big weather fan.
I know you love
the weather. It's just very interesting, you know, when the seasons change and what starts happening, and you know, it was very interesting to me. But anyway, now, yo, it's going to be almost 90 on Saturday and Sunday.
Wow, 90?
Yeah, man. Yeah, might hit 90 Saturday and Sunday. And earlier this week, it was like going to be overcast and like almost 90.
Yeah, we outside.
Now it's looking like partly cloudy and almost 90. It's going to be scorching outside. So we're going straight from spring to summer.
Yep.
But then we're going to go back to winter.
Yeah.
And then we're going to come back to spring.
So we get one day of summer. And the Easter's on a Saturday.
Two. Saturday and Sunday.
Saturday and Sunday. But it's supposed to rain like late Sunday or something like that to
let's
cool
see,
it off.
Let's see. Nope.
That's what I
saw. Not today.
It changed?
It changed it up.
Damn.
Maybe it'll change again.
Yeah.
Maybe it'll change again. But, yo, you know, I'm also a professional at paying attention to weather at this time of the year because we're getting ready to go to summer gym.
Talk about
so
it.
So I'm accustomed to, you know what I'm saying, the May-June transition where the humidity rolls in and there's these kind of like some years it'll be like 70 and humid and overcast and it'll rain. Some years it'll be 90 and sunshine, but it'll still rain.
Right.
The rain is always pulling up.
It's always
I've been paying attention to this for 20 years.
Wow. How does it do that?
Because of the humidity, man.
But on that day specifically, it seems like...
Well, no, just period. It's always moving through.
Oh, I thought you meant Summer Jam Day.
Oh, where sorry. Summer Jam is, also remembers the Meadowlands, which is low-lying, what do they call that? Environment, what do they call that? Environmental protection area over there, where they got a lot of water over there. Mm. So you're already near, like, swampy land. It's the Meadowlands.
Right, right. Meadowlands.
So the humidity builds up even a little bit more over there.
Gotcha.
So when all of those factors pull together, you might catch a shower or two right there at the MetLife Stadium.
Right. It's a blessing.
I think so. I like when the rain pulls up for Summer Jam. Y'all don't hurt yourselves out there. You know what I'm saying? If it's straight sunshine, people, I mean, it's, they
heat.
Overdrink. Yep. Or, you know what I'm saying, they wear clothes that they's just extra special. So now somebody step on their sneakers, it was a problem because I was ready to go. And now you done messed up my outfit.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying?
Too many barbecues.
Too much good time leads to, you know what I'm saying?
Some downtime.
Bad times. Too much good time leads to bad times. It's the balance of the universe. You know what I'm saying? You gotta stay steady and stay balanced. Laura, how you feeling, man? Your allergies acting up?
I am good. Yeah, man. I've been dealing with, like a lot of people, allergy season, man. It's been kicking my butt.
Has it been harder this year?
Yes. Way harder than any other year. Dry eyes, itchy nose, my throat itches. Like, ugh. It's been the best. And my normal allergy medication will be good for like a day and then... Like, nothing happened. I don't know.
I take my trick is to try to take, A, I started taking my allergy medicine back in March, and I wasn't even having allergy medicine or allergy issues. And then B, I take my allergy medicine before I go to bed.
Interessante. You know what's been helping me though? I've been doing the the nose rinses.
You love a neti pot.
Yeah, I didn't love it before. I hated it. But it's been helping me, so
that's good.
Let's go.
Do you have to, is one good enough or do you have to put in another saline pack and do another
just
one?
Just do one.
See, I always gotta go twice.
Go two.
You know what I mean? On the line right now, Brandon and Tamar. Hello, Tamar.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How you guys doing?
We're great. How messy is that commute for you? Because it was a mess for me coming in.
It's a lot of traffic. Yeah, with the rain, it's even worse.
Yeah, nice. And the traffic is bad, too. Traffic is bad outside. I read somewhere, Van Wyck at Atlantic Avenue. They got a lane blocked. And Bruckner at Tremont, they got a lane blocked. And then you got your regular slowdowns plus the rain, as Tamar pointed out. So it's going to be a mess outside. Brandon, good morning.
Good morning, Ebro. What's going on, family?
Peace, brother.
Peace,
how you,
peace,
sir?
Peace.
I'm chilling. Can I just say, Ebro, that was real weathering, one. And two, the commute is trash. It's raining. It's bad.
Ah, man. Well, everybody just slow down. Give yourself extra time. Let's not let this mess, you know, because if you mess up today, you're going to miss the good times for the weekend.
That's facts.
You got to plan ahead, because if they're talking 90 on Saturday and Sunday and sunshine, imagine if you mess up today and something goes left.
Right.
Now your weekend's messed up.
Right. You out here just getting rained on and cold. You catch a weather sniffling. Everybody think you got
the into an accident or something.
All types of stuff.
Now your weekend's trash.
Right.
And you miss a good weekend because today you wasn't chilling.
Come on, man. Prepare yourself.
There you go. Tamar, who you want to represent you today? Me or Laura Staff?
Laura.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Let's go, Ebro.
Here we go. Summer Jam tickets on the line. Lil Durk, Fabio, Burna Boy, Pusha T, City Girls, Drink Dog. It's going down. Shiny with the questions.
That's right.
Let's play. Laura, never lose it.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. It was reported that which basketball player will be held in Russia?
Ebro. Brittany Griner.
That's fact. That's a fact for another month. What type of scientist studies fossils?
Ebro.
Ebro.
Archaeologist.
Incorrect.
Oh.
It's like paleontologist or something like that.
That is a fact.
Paleontologist.
You right. You right.
Tie game. Netflix announced which show? Ebro.
Netflix announced,
three, two, one.
Drew Blake, what's the show?
Netflix announced which show will be returning with a new season after a 3-year layoff.
That would be Black Mirror.
Yeah, that one.
Black Mirror is a fact.
I knew it.
Who was the first woman to win a Nobel? Yo, who was that?
Who is that? He said Ebro.
The first woman to win a Nobel Peace Prize.
Just to tie the game.
I know this.
Marie Curie.
Wow. Yes. From downtown. Tie.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Tie game.
Is she related to Steph?
Steph Curry? Or no.
Not?
I don't think there's any relation because her name wasn't Curry.
Facts.
It was Curie.
That is a fact.
I forgot what she did, though. Some science thing, right?
Yeah. You be knowing things, man. You be knowing. All right.
Okay.
How many ghosts?
Oh.
Chase Pac-Man?
Ebro.
Ebro.
How many ghosts chase Pac-Man? I believe.
Three. Two.
Four.
Ebro wins!
Oh my God! Wow!
You used to play Pac-Man.
Matter of fact, I was just playing the other day. Yo,
honestly,
there's a great.
I thought it was gonna be six.
Nah, they don't. That many don't fit in that box.
How many ghosts chase Pac-Man at the start of each game? It could have been a trick question. Instead, I don't know.
No. They don't all fit back in that box after you eat them, and it's four. Yeah. And remember, when you're chasing them around, when you get to the fourth one, I think it's worth like $1,500 or something.
Dang.
And you was playing Pac-Man the other day.
Yo, there's an ill app on your phone.
Pac-Man is lit.
Pac-Man on your phone? They got a new level of Pac-Man on your phone, and it plays even on the airplane when you ain't got Wi-Fi.
Dope. Wow.
And it got like new, it's a whole new look at Pac-Man.
Dope.
Pac-Man, anyway, Pac-Man, yo, Tamar.
It's a game of life.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Mom. I tried.
She sure did.
Ebro got me.
She sure did. You know what I'm saying? Yo, Brandon, you see what we doing out here? God.
Yo, good looking, Ebro. Ooh, appreciate that.
Yo, Brandon's going to Summer Jam.
You got Summer Jam tickets.
Yeah.
We're going to Summer Jam.
Brandon, hang on. Tamar, please be safe. We love you so much. Brandon, 1 second. We need some info. We love you, too. On the way, flashing light.
Coming up in a Flashing Lights report, we're going to talk about these Migos breakup rumors that have been hitting the internet. Whoa, did they break up? What's happening? We'll cover it all coming up, Flashing Lights.
Minutes commercial free.
Non-stop hip-hop.
Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning.
Woo!
Hot 97. 7 minutes commercial free.
Non-stop hip-hop.
Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning.
Woo!
Hot 97. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
I love Flashing Lights, how about it? With Laura Staff.
Laura Staff got the 411 on the Flash Lights. Lights.
I know you're ready for the flashing lights. And Laura Staff's gonna put us on.
All right, guys. Well, there's big breakup rumors when it comes to the Migos.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people are tweeting things like Migos.
Bigger
done.
Breakup than Kim and Kanye?
Finally broken up.
Bigger breakup than Johnny Depp and Amber Heard.
So all of this was because Offset and Cardi B are no longer following Quavo and Takeoff on Instagram.
Gosh.
And Quavo and Takeoff are dropping a song, or just dropped a song, or teased a song together without Offset.
So, they've been teasing this song for like a month. It started in April. It's a Takeoff and Offset song. There's a video trailer that's out.
It's Takeoff and Offset.
Yes. Okay. With I'm sorry. Quavo.
Takeoff and Quavo.
Takeoff and Quavo.
No Offset.
But they're brother, like they're literal family, which doesn't mean that they're still a group. It just means like the whole like, I don't think there is a breakup. I think there's times when, Takeoff wasn't on Bad and Bougie. Remember, that was a whole international incident.
Yeah, but wasn't he in jail?
Takeoff?
Yeah.
No, Offset was in jail.
Sorry. No.
Hmm?
No. It was Takeoff originally. What? No, it was Offset was in jail first.
That's right.
So maybe it was people. I think it was whoever was in jail that wasn't on Bad and Bougie.
I don't think so. I think Takeoff just wasn't on there because they had Uzi Vert on there.
Oh, maybe you're right. Yeah.
That's just how it worked out.
That's why people used to like make fun.
If I got it right. At any rate.
Either way.
This is all a rollout.
So you think it's just promo?
Yeah. By the way, Ebro, why else would you care?
For the record, can we just be honest? Ebro says this about everything.
Now, I will say this.
Even terrible things that are happening to people, he's like, this is all a rollout.
Well, only because if it was really, really bad, like if it was for real bad, and they're legit like cousins, brothers, whatever they are, if it was legit bad, would it be rolled out with like a video and everything mocking the situation? Because I know for a fact when they first started in the game, they used to fight all the time.
Yeah, we know.
They used to get into fights literally all the time in the hotel room.
Yeah.
Oh, they're fighting today. I think one time they were supposed to come up here and they was like, nah, they got into a fight last night and they're not coming.
No, at one time they were here and we weren't allowed to leave them in a room alone without security because they would get into fights with each other.
Really?
You remember that? Oh my God. I was like, with each other?
Yeah, because, you know, I mean, they grew up together. So they're on each other's nerves right now. I could agree with that.
Hmm.
But do I think they won't get back right and put out a Migos record? And this makes it more interesting. So why not make it a part of the rollout?
It sounds a little toxic, I'm going to be honest with you.
It's been that way.
Okay. Because I've had friends my whole life. You can leave us in the same room. We're not going to get into fist fight.
I mean, but then you've had friends that you actually almost spit on and you got into a fight on the floor in here.
I barely knew that guy then.
But y'all are great friends
now. He's my friend now. We wouldn't have that happen now, I don't think.
Nah, it might still happen now. You and Rico?
Oh, you meant me and Rico?
You think him and Rico would get into a fight?
No, me and Rico still fight.
It could go down.
No, me and Rico still fight. I thought you meant Scythe. I threatened to spit on Scythe.
Yeah. But no,
Rico,
you got into a physical altercation in here.
Rico put me in a headlock.
With your coworker.
He put you in a headlock.
Yeah, and by the way, what did you do as program director?
Laugh.
He should have been fired and disciplined.
No, you attacked him.
No, I hovered over him.
Yeah, he was in his personal space. You threatened him.
You were aggressive. You
bumped. And then he put you in a headlock?
You put your belly on him. You know what I'm saying? It's offensive.
You got into his personal space. You deserve what you get.
Yeah, that headlock hurt. My neck hurt for like 3 days.
Oh, my God.
I was like, ow, get off.
Back to what you were saying about your friends that you're not going to fight with?
Anyways.
Congratulations.
Still barely knew that.
That's your flashing lights report. Time is 7 a.m., a high of 68 degrees, rain this morning, and alternate safe parking rules are in effect.
On the way, congratulations, you played yourself. Summer Jam tickets, a half a grand in your hand, shot at 25 grand. The original presidential gaffe master is back on the mic, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh.
Nope, not Donald Trump. George W.
Oh, he's gaffing?
Oh, man, he's the original gaffe master. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? We got all that coming for you on Ebro, Laura Rosenberg.
WQHTFM, HD1 New York, 97 minutes commercial free.
Yeah.
Commercial free coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Hot 97.
Exclusivity.
Ebro, Laura Rosenberg, Cast 1, 97 minutes commercial free.
J.U.
Yeah, man. Summer Jam going on June 12th, MetLife Stadium. Lil Durk. Lil Baby. Fabio. Burna Boy.
What?
Pusha T.
What?
It's going to be a good time out there. You know how we party, man. Get your tickets at Ticketmaster. But if you want to win tickets, you are currently about 25 minutes away from that opportunity. And you will get $500. And a shot at $25,000.
Cha-chings.
Dollars. Bing, bong. Listen, we're trying to put a smile on your face because the weather right now is hitting us with the...
Congratulations. You played yourself.
So all that big Willie talk, hop you up. Playing yourself, yo. Playing yourself.
Raining.
Playing yourself.
However, don't let it get you down. However, don't let the weather get you down.
Yeah, it's a blessing.
Because this weekend, 90, Saturday and Sunday, and sunshine. Little taste of summer, and then we'll be right back to winter. But you get a little taste, a little, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but I have to go down to Maryland. It's my best friend's son's bar mitzvah.
Okay, bar mitzvah time. Y'all got a live band?
No, they didn't get a live
band. DJ?
I don't know what he got. They're doing it in their backyard. It's very small.
Oh.
It's going to be 97 degrees in Maryland.
Oh.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
I asked, what are you doing for entertainment? Somehow his son and his wife convinced him to get a mentalist.
What is that?
What's that?
I asked him.
Is that like a magician or something?
It's like a magician, but as my best friend described it, it's more of like a weirdo grifter who can tell you things they shouldn't know. Like I could tell you.
Like a psychic.
Almost like a psychic, yeah. And he was like very averse to doing it, but his wife was like, no, it's fine. And the kid wanted it until he was like, all right, guys, we're just inviting a weird grifter to the bar mitzvah.
What?
That's what it sounds like.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Could go left.
Listen, a lot of people play themselves. I just played myself a few minutes ago when we were talking about the Migos breaking up. And I said Offset was in jail when they did Bad and Bougie. He was on Bad and Bougie. Rosenberg was right. It was Takeoff. So hit me with the
congratulations.
Yeah, I thought that
you played yourself.
But Offset went to jail too, and then missed some things too.
Later.
I think early on.
I mean, it was later though that Offset went
to
jail.
Yeah, it was.
At any rate,
damn it, I'm not buying into the Migos breaking up.
Fair enough. And I want to hit Ebro with the button because every time there's a breakup of relationship or group, he always says it's for the promo.
Congratulations.
It's the rollout.
You
played yourself.
It's always the rollout.
But there is a rollout tied to it.
True.
Both can be true. Unk and few.
But unk and few is crazy.
Well, one's an uncle, one's a nephew.
Then it's unk and neph. Unkenfew is wild.
Unkenfew.
Maybe somebody already has that name.
Unkenfew. Someone already has Unkenfew.
No, or, no, there's probably already a Neff out there.
Yeah, true.
So you went with Few.
Few sounds crazy.
It'll stick though. It's Domingos. Laura, what you got today?
Okay, so I just looked at this video and I'm like, not again. It seems like the baby just doesn't learn.
This is
oh, you so said the baby.
Congratulations.
There's a video
you played yourself.
Published by No Jumper, where it's a video of the baby surrounded by his fans in a limousine, and he has his head out the window, giving a peace sign to fans and people. You know, there's all these girls outside being very excited that he's there. Why do you feel you need to try to kiss your fans?
Oh, he tried to kiss another
it's
person?
It's an attempt
another
to one. Kiss a girl, and the girl kind of like looks at him like, ah!
Congratulations.
Like moves away. Like,
you played yourself.
Can we just start on...
Stop.
Let's just start with just being honest. There is nothing more embarrassing than being rejected for a kiss. It's one of the worst things that I feel like it's happened to me before, once or twice, that I like went for it with someone. They're like, no, it's not like that. And I was like, oh. And you just want to die.
Rejection is part of manhood, fam.
But you need to,
everybody's been rejected. So if you haven't been rejected, facts. You ain't a man.
Right. So yeah, you gonna but guys, you agree? You slink down. You're like, it makes you feel very small.
1,000
to have it happen in public
multiple times with people you don't know,
and you're already famous, where people know it should be easy for you. Right. Like you have a cheat code.
Yeah.
Why is he doing this? Stop trying to kiss people, fam.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
You've gone too far.
Well, because the illest part is, right, you're this celebrity. You're, you know, rock star, rap star, however you want to term it. And women are like, I love you. Oh, my God, the baby. Wah! Throw your panties on stage. Throw my bra on stage. Ah! And he's like, yo, that must mean I can kiss. And they're like, nah, hold on, fam.
Doesn't mean that.
Keep your mouth off of me.
I don't care
how long I've been standing out here with a sign that says your name and asking for an autograph, and you can sign my boob and everything you want to do. But you cannot randomly just put your mouth on me.
Congratulations.
Ebro is right. You can't believe. Like, listen, it happens in our own lives. I meet someone who's a huge listener. They're so excited to meet you. They don't want to smash. They're just telling you they love something.
They like you. They love you.
They
you're entertain
great,
them. You
like,
make their day good.
They love someone else. They're in a relationship. They don't find you attractive. There's a million reasons they don't want to kiss you.
But for some reason, stupid men think that because a woman is happy for you, excited to see you, supportive of you, that means that she wants your mouth on her?
Listen, until you get mature... until you get mature, if you're a man, with men who are on stage performing, I'm telling you this right now, this is a fact. Until you get to a moment of realization, you're a man who goes on stage and performs. Shawnee, you've been through this. You had a band.
Facts.
We've all hosted. When you look down at the crowd and see women looking up at you, uh-huh. That alone makes you think, they want me.
They want me.
Until you realize yourself as a human being, and you're like, what? No, they don't.
They're just entertained.
You're the person on the stage.
That's
bro.
It. Yes, you're the focus.
They
That's
don't
it.
Want you. They want you to entertain.
Right. Right. And they may think you're great. Want a picture.
So when they said, I love you, it wasn't real love?
I
love their music. Not I
but
want
they
your.
Didn't love
I love the
mouth.
Way you entertain me. There's so many things I love about you.
I want to marry you.
I don't know where your mouth been.
That wasn't a proposal.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
No.
Listen, I got a classic here from the forefather. The forefather of congratulations, you played yourself. Before there was Donald Trump, before there was the baby, before there were these all-time great.
Before there was the Gaffmaster Joe Biden.
The Gaffmaster Sleepy Joe. Before all those people existed, there was a man who some of y'all are too young to remember named George W. Bush. He was president of the United States, led us into a corrupt war in Iraq and Afghanistan.
A couple.
And, you know, George Bush's time, he used to mess everything. He'd say everything wrong. Things that were so ridiculous. I had a doll. I had the George Bush doll.
Wait, what?
Yeah,
this was a thing?
You could push the button, and it was one gaffe after another.
Never even heard of this.
Comedy. I mean, he was saying things that were so bad.
I mean, he made it to a J. Cole song.
Exactly.
So, fool me once, you get...
Can't fool me again.
Fool
me. He was the Gaff Master original. And yesterday he was giving a speech. And when talking about... This is maybe the worst one I've ever heard. When talking about the unjust war in Ukraine, he accidentally says Iraq, which is his war, and you can hear him realize what he did. Wow. Listen to this.
In contrast, Russian elections are rigged. Political opponents are imprisoned or otherwise eliminated from participating in the electoral process.
Same thing in America.
The result is an absence of checks and balances in Russia, and the decision of one man to launch a wholly unjustified and brutal invasion of Iraq.
You did that.
I mean, of Ukraine. Iraq. Anyway. 75.
Oh my.
Congratulations. Wow. You played yourself.
Well, and wow. it just brings on home. Everybody's up in arms about Russia, and I get it, and what they're doing in Ukraine, and rightfully so. But we as a nation have done that how many times to nations?
Absolutely. But calm down, serious bro. Don't focus on the wrong thing. What's wrong with George Bush?
He's 75 and he's at a Freudian slip because he absolutely is projecting how bad he knows he should feel because he was the face of an unjust war. And if you know anything about George W. Bush's time in office, he was 100% just the face.
Right.
Donald Rumsfeld and Dick Cheney
were the ones moving things. Those were his dad's friends, and they were the ones moving things around. And he was... Man, that is so embarrassing.
Yo, he just told
so
the truth. He just told the truth.
And afterwards, he just had to go, I'm 75.
Congratulations. Damn. You played yourself.
Serious, bro. You're playing yourself.
Oh, yeah.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Styles and Rosenberg.
Also, DJ John steps in the room with Summer Jams, a half a grand, and a shot at 25. Thou wow. It's Ebro, Laura Rosenberg. The weather's trash today. But don't fret. This weekend is beautiful.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live.
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Cast One. 97 minutes commercial free music.
So after I mentioned it, you guys don't hear Pop Smoke every time you hear that song?
But if they ain't gonna turn up. Yeah. I feel why you feel that. For sure.
I was telling the guys yesterday in the room, this New Yorker article of Fabio Foreign is very interesting in the lines they draw about the similar situations that Fabio has found himself in, comparing it to Jay-Z when Big passed.
Mm.
And about how Jay had been around Big passed, Jay started to excel and repped for him, but like had to fill this void also.
Mm.
And it's like, it really is, it's an interesting mirror for Fabio, who they say in the article, the first time he ever came to Hot 97 was as part of Pop Smoke's entourage, even though he was 10 years his senior. It was fascinating. I mean, sad and tragic that we're here again dealing with a similar thing. But because I would say for young people, man, that name Pop Smoke, a lot of artists have died over the last few years. You know, a lot of them. It's an unbelievable amount. That name Pop Smoke, though, I feel like is really going to, as the years go on, he is going to continue to be cast a large shadow.
He's very talented. The music was also very good.
Yeah. And he innovated.
And he had a lot of success.
Yeah. Right. And he innovated
in a short period of time.
Yeah. That first album, which was posthumous. It's so crazy. Even the first album was posthumous. It's wild, right?
Super wild. Speaking of posthumous,
where's this going to go?
Today would have been Malcolm X's birthday.
Ooh.
Bless up.
Wow. Bless up to the king.
Bless up.
El-Hajj Malik Shabazz.
That's right. And tonight up at the Malcolm X Betty Shabazz Center, there is a celebration of Malcolm X's life. Shout to Ilyasa and the whole family up there. They are doing a phenomenal celebration. So if you have ventured up there in Harlem, Or if you don't know anything about it, I'm going to post it on my Instagram so you can go look at it. The Ebro Times or at Old Man Ebro, however you prefer to receive your, you know, pertinent information.
So you're still running with this Ebro Times thing to, like, try to protect in case there's a time when they take you out? Is that what the plan is?
That's right.
So you're building it so at least you have some backup.
That's right.
If they come for Old Man Ebro.
Yeah, they coming. Yeah, it's all going to happen.
And then you'll have at least this one that has some foundation built up.
Yes. That's right.
Because it looks crazy following both of them and seeing them both pop up. I'm like, is that this important that I need to see it twice?
Yes.
The answer is yes.
The answer is yes. Rosenberg, how old would Malcolm X have been?
I'm not going to even lie to our audience because I love them. I overheard you say that you would be 97 years old.
Yep, that's 97.
That's right. By any means necessary.
It's crazy when you think about that. 97 sounds old, but that also means how easily he would have been alive potentially to say 10 years ago.
I know.
He could have very easily been alive till 2012.
If the government didn't kill him.
Same with Dr. King. Yeah, in both
cases.
If
the government didn't kill him.
Correct.
Wait, I have one for Rosenberg. Rosenberg, how old would Andre the Giant be?
Rosenberg guesses the birthdays.
Just one.
Posthumous ones are tough.
Andre the Giant.
I'm going to say Andre the Giant would be a few years old. Andre the Giant would be 76 years old.
Wow!
Yeah, Rosenberg with the birthdays.
Wow!
Rosenberg with the birthdays.
That was good. I have
on
to admit,
point.
That was good.
Now, we have another birthday specialist in the room. We never really go to Shawnee Culture for this, but he knows the Zodiacs, too.
That's
you know
facts,
what I'm saying?
That's facts.
What's the Zodiac right now? Dude, I don't even know.
We are in Taurus. But we're bordering Gemini. So Gemini season is like within 2 days.
Gemini season, ow.
This weekend is Gemini. Big up all the twins.
God, no one's louder about their season than Gemini.
You think so?
My man is a Gemini here.
Gemini season. So? It's just, a random period of time.
Leo's too. Leo's are pretty loud.
Nah, I'm a Leo. I don't care.
No, Rosenberg, Leos are out here, bro. I'm a Leo too, and I hate it. But yo, Shawnee's a leader. He's the birthday leader, Leo leader.
Yo, Leos is out here. We got the best time of the year.
But we're not as
we take over the whole summer. Our animal is the lion. You know what
great.
I'm saying?
It's
king
all,
of the jungle.
Fantastic.
Fire
lions
sign.
Lions aren't even in the jungle. Like that's the biggest misnomer ever.
That's how you, and we still king of that. Just even off the name, you know what I'm saying? It's crazy.
Lions are in the plains of Africa. They're not
in the jungle.
We're
king of the jungle of a place.
If anything, they're near a forest.
We are the most famous sign.
Talk about it. You know what I'm saying?
According to who?
Look, our planet is the sun.
No, I'm sorry. I got to say this. Aquarius.
This is on the
Aquarius.
I mean, y'all got a song.
He's a Leo.
I'm a Leo. I'm just saying that's the most famous one, though.
It's either Leos or Scorpios, bro. So stop playing.
Oh, Scorpios.
I'm a Scorpio, and I will say yes. Thank you.
Leos are Scorpios. Everything else is a wash.
Well, the most powerful sign, and we don't even have to say anything, is Pisces, and everybody knows that.
Everyone forgets water. Pisces. No.
When is Pisces even? When is that?
It doesn't even matter.
A scale?
It's February, aren't you an Aries?
March. No, it's February, March.
What are you?
I'm March 17th.
Oh, so you're a Pisces?
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm a Pisces infinity at that.
Little scaly fish.
Damn, you have me about to pull
a
out
little
today's...
scaly fish. Damn,
yeah, that's what their logo is. That's the mascot. You know what I'm saying? It's a little scaly fish.
That was so shady.
I mean, y'all can try your best, but y'all know what water means out here.
Water is everything.
Y'all know what it means. Call right now, 800-223-9797. DJ John's in the room. Yeah.
It's DJ John.
A DJ John.
DJ John.
DJ John.
Yo, John, what up, fam?
Yo, I concur. Aquarius. Number one all time.
Is Aquarius a water sign?
Yes. No, actually.
Air sign.
It's an air sign.
Scorpio's a water sign too, Ebro.
Yeah, I knew the answer. I knew the answer.
Okay, here we go. Daily horoscope. Who wants one?
But Scorpios are too unstable, so Pisces got to come through and like really
what is a
things
Pisces?
Out.
What?
All right, Ebro, you're a Pisces.
Yes, sir.
Today's horoscope for you.
Okay.
Keep yourself busy today and keep moving, even if there's no particular place you're aiming to get to. The universe will guide you in the right direction, and who you meet and what you see along the way will bring new possibilities to light.
Exactly.
This is a bunch of words on a page.
Well, hold on. This is a bunch of words on the page. What's everything we're doing right now?
Well, no.
Giving away $500?
No, no, no. I know that.
Summer Jam tickets?
Well, no, that's
and
big.
And a shot at 25 grand. That's real life. That's not just words on a page.
I just meant we're talking about signs.
Aren't just words on a page.
See, the thing the newspaper articles that make people believe that astrology isn't real.
You don't think that Sally Brompton in the paper here, you don't think that she cares about astrology?
Right. The ones in the newspaper are generic. So yeah. Everybody's like,
so you got to go to a special website to find the real ones.
I just bought a new one. My mom had this book when I was a kid. You know, my mom been in astrology and zodiacs my whole life.
Universe is red.
Yoga, all that. There's a book. It's called it's a comprehensive book of birthdays. It literally breaks down every single day of every zodiac for the whole year. That book's been around. You got that, Drew?
Yeah.
I just bought a new one.
It's the blue one, the big blue one.
Because I was always on the coffee table when I was growing up.
Just as something to read.
And I never had one in my house. So I just put it in there because I know people like to thumb through it and I wanted one. My day literally breaks me down all the way to having joint problems in my legs.
It's a real app. It's a real book.
It's so I'm not poo-pooing on any of this.
One?
The relationship one is crazy.
It's crazy.
So wait.
You will read it and be like,
how do they know? So everybody that was born on your day has the same ailment to you, bro? Is that what you're telling us?
Everybody that was born on my day could potentially, yes. Because remember, I'm a firm believer of this, and maybe everybody doesn't, but I'm a firm believer that the moon and the sun and where the planet is aligned and what the stars were doing on the day you were born directly affects.
Right. You're talking about this, right?
Yep. The secret language of birthdays.
And the secret language of relationships.
The good books?
Yeah.
On point.
I gotta look then.
All right.
It's definitely interesting.
Okay.
But, you know, I don't live by it. I don't read it every day. I'm not one of those people that's going to see somebody to predict the future and do all that. You know what I mean? I believe, you know, enjoy your life.
Yeah,
live in the moment.
I can't do that.
You can't do all that.
And it's still variations based on how you were raised and culture, your household, only child, several siblings. You know, so that creates variance. But there's some real science to when you were born and where the universe was positioned. It's real.
That's crazy.
Listen, a woman's womb is tied to the moon, fam.
That's a bar.
A woman's womb is tied to the moon.
Mm. Bars.
Bars.
So don't act like your existence ain't tied to the universe, fam.
It's real.
Ooh.
It's real.
And I heard that when you're taking your dog out to go to the bathroom, when they're spinning in circles, it relates to the gravitational pull of the world.
That's right.
So think about that for a second.
You know what a dog spelled backwards is?
God.
They connected.
I can't believe that.
Here we go next.
DJ John, please.
What are we giving away, John?
Summer Jam and not astrology books, right? I guess I'm confused.
I don't know.
Oh, wow.
Who's this? Good morning. It's Ebro Laura Rosenberg. Who this?
And a half a grand.
Wow. I can't believe I got through. This is Ade. I'm calling from Brooklyn.
Ade.
Ade.
Ashe Ade.
There you go. Thank you so much.
Nah.
Wow. I can't. I'm shaking right now. I can't believe I'm on the line.
Yeah.
Here we go. I mean, it's your time to shine, baby. Ade.
Lord Rosenberg, Shani, everybody. Yo, wow.
We was just talking that universe talk. You might have the right four numbers because the numbers is tied in, too.
That's right. Your name is Ade.
Ade, what's the numbers, B? Okay. You tap, what's today's math, God?
Come on, Ade. Four-digit code.
Wow. I'm going to go with 7, 5,
okay.
3, 0.
That's God, power, understanding, cipher. Yo, this
might happen.
It might go down.
Run that number one more time. What is it?
7, God, 5,
power,
3,
understanding,
0.
7530.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see. Let's see.
Nah. Oh, told y'all this was a sham vault.
Dang.
You know what I'm saying? This vault's the devil. Didn't even respect the God numbers. You know what I'm saying?
I'm sorry,
did not respect the universal mathematics. This is a sham. Yo, Ade, you get $500 and tickets to Summer Jam.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, man.
Oh, man. It's beautiful.
You're going to be in the building with us June 12th, MetLife Stadium.
Yeah.
Dirk.
Yeah.
Lil Baby.
Yeah. Yeah.
Burna Boy.
Yeah.
Pusha T.
Yeah.
Fabio.
Yeah.
Situation out there. Hang on, okay, my bro?
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're
Thank
welcome.
You. Love you guys.
Yeah,
Thank
man.
You.
Hang
peace,
on.
Peace,
Thank
peace.
You.
On the way, flashing lights. Laura Styles, what up?
Coming up in a flashing lights report, Chris Rock just got a big, big offer. A crazy offer, and I'll let you know what it is coming up, flashing lights.
Here we go, cast one. Yo, did you see the headline? ESPN's own Rosenberg here. U.S. soccer agrees to pay the men and women teams equally.
I saw that yesterday.
Congratulations. Listen, actually, if we be in 1,000,
here we go.
Women deserve to be paid more. They win.
Because their team's
actually
good.
Actually win. Often.
Facts.
They're rocking. It's true.
No, they are. They regularly win. So they probably bring more money in by winning. The U.S. was, the men's team wasn't even in the World Cup last time. By the way, you know how crazy it is, though, that we're going to have, you know, the World Cup this year, they changed the scheduling of everything because of COVID the last couple of years. So World Cup is not in the summer.
When is it?
World Cup's in the late fall. You know how crazy it is? It starts right before Thanksgiving. On Black Friday, the U.S. men's team is playing England in the World Cup.
Oh, it's going
to
be late.
So the day, when we got nothing to do, the day after Thanksgiving,
it's gonna be late.
We got a soccer game. World Cup's in the fall this year.
Wow, man. But shout to the women's team, man. The national
it's amazing.
Team for the women.
That's huge and
y'all deserved this a long time ago, fam.
Absolutely.
Did not have to be this difficult, but so it goes in the history of the world, right? And make it hard. Cast one, 97 minutes commercial free. Let's get it.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live.
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Flashing lights time. Laura Styles.
Laura Styles got the 411 on the flash lights. Lights.
I know you're ready for the flashing lights. And Laura Styles can put us on.
So we all heard the news that Will Smith has been banned from the Oscars ceremony for the next 10 years because of the slap. The slap that he hit Chris Rock with. But now, according to Deadline, the Academy has already lined up the date for the next ceremony. And Craig Erwich, which is president of entertainment at ABC, they said that they're open to having Chris Rock return, but as the show's host for next year. So they said that even though, you know, the whole slap between him and Will Smith was a thing, he's insisting that the Oscars were really successful this year.
Well, they were because of the slap.
So next year's Oscar ceremony will take place in Hollywood March 12, 2023. So, do you think Chris Rock will accept it?
Why to
host?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't he?
Yeah, why wouldn't he? What does he have? He doesn't have any.
Well, and I don't even know why it's a news story that they invited him back to host.
Right. Well, he didn't do anything. All he did was
he actually did a he did a great job. You know what he didn't do?
Slap someone?
He didn't retaliate physically and turn it into a full-blown-out altercation.
Right.
He actually kept the show moving and kept the integrity of the flow of the show the best possible when somebody else acted
it was
crazy.
I never really thought about it this way. The Chris Rock handling of that was actually a great lesson for young people, for kids. That, like, you can, if someone's acting stupid, even if they slap you, you can still be like, you look crazy. I'm going to keep doing what I was doing. And look how it played out. Will is getting completely shut down. And Chris, his life's moving on as normal. If Chris had flipped that day and they ended up rolling around on the floor, we'd be talking about both of them. It wouldn't matter that Will started it. We'd be talking about these two
right.
dudes who brawl.
Course,
so it's a good lesson
course.
That, like, sometimes you could just walk away and be like, yo, you're a weirdo, bro. And look how it's playing out for Chris.
I mean, I'm not doing that.
I'm just saying.
But there's a lesson.
No,
in this
but there's a high probability.
There.
There's a high probability that I might do that in that scenario.
Yes.
Because it's the scenario of we are at an event,
yeah,
where we are appreciating people for their craft mm-hmm. in the highest level. Right. And so this event has prestige tied to it.
Right.
And so, yeah, maybe possibly You know what I'm saying? One of us up here or even somebody listening right now would keep their composure and be like, yo, this is... I don't even understand what's happening right now.
Right, and Chris Rock, he didn't fear. He wasn't in fear, right? Like, if you're on the street and that happens...
No, he was confused.
He was just confused.
He was in shock.
But he wasn't worried he was going to be hurt further. He was just like, what the hell just happened
here? Well, and then he probably went into improv mode, right? Where he was like, wait, am I supposed to keep...
Right. Was this on purpose?
What's going on here?
Cameras is rolling.
Is this part of an act?
Yeah, you're Will Smith.
You're Will Smith. Why are you?
Right, we don't know. It's crazy.
Feel bad for Will, man.
I don't. He'll be all right.
He will, but.
Ain't no zeros in that bank account. I mean, there's a lot of zeros in that bank account.
Money ain't at all, man. Money, he could really be in a bad place.
No, he's absolutely in a bad place.
And it could last for a long time.
But I guess the reason I don't feel bad for you is because you have the wherewithal to know what place you're in theory. Right? And you chose to make a decision. We have to hold people accountable to their decisions, man.
No, you're right. I still feel bad, but I hear you.
It sucks. Mm. It sucks, for sure.
That's your flashing lights report. Time is 8:04, high of 68 degrees. Rain this morning, and alternate side parking rules are in effect.
I guess I've just been surprised that people, the general public, and Hollywood came down so hard on him.
He hit a man
no,
in
he
the
deserves
face
it.
On television.
I know he deserves it, but I was like, he has so much built up equity over time that I imagine he'll be okay.
Now, maybe behind the scenes, he doesn't.
That's the key. Maybe behind the scenes, he doesn't. Because if he was as beloved as someone who is incredibly beloved.
If that was a singular bad moment.
Right. So maybe it means he wasn't as beloved as we all thought. Prior.
And remember, didn't you know, he and his wife, they took issue with the Oscars before, or like she took issue. Like there's mm-hmm. been some things behind the scenes for sure.
Yeah.
WQHT and WQHT HD1 New York. Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Hot 97.
Yes. Yo, we were talking about birthdays earlier, today being the 97th birthday of the great El Hajj Malik El Shabazz Malcolm X.
Yeah, I ain't.
Also, this weekend, B.I.G. would have been 50, right, Shani?
That's a fact on the 21st. That would be Saturday.
Crazy.
50 years old.
What do we do tomorrow for this?
We play B.I.G. right.
Right, some classics.
I feel like we need to do more.
Like what? What would you want to do for celebrate B.I.G.'s birthday? Come with it.
I feel like we should do all B.I.G. I think we should put everything on hold.
Should we all come in with Coogie
sweaters? Sweatshirt? No.
I mean, you want to do more.
I feel like that from when we do 97 minutes commercial free, I feel like Cash should go all Biggie the entire time. 50 is a big
deal. 50 is a big deal.
50, this is the greatest. I mean, arguably the greatest New York, arguably the greatest Brooklyn, arguably everything.
And when you still hear his music to this day, you go, wow.
Talented young man.
This would be remarkable today. His skill set, you know what I mean? It's not as if rap has evolved so far beyond where he was that what he was doing sounds dated.
No. If he and then the crazy part is to think about that if he walked in the room right now, all of us in our 40s would be like, hello, young man, you're a kid. You know what I'm saying? Right. We would treat him like, yes, we would think of him as a legend and we'd be like, oh my God, you're Biggie Smalls. But at the same time, he's 24.
Mm.
Like, that's a think about if you were to take one of the artists who we like right now who's been out for a while, if you were to take Quavo. Or Drake, he's a decade younger than Drake.
That's crazy.
Right. And Tupac was only 25. Not that we need to always mention them in the same breath, but I just think of their ages so often.
And they were so prolific at such a young age.
Right, they got so much accomplished.
That's the piece.
So fast.
So prolific at such a young age.
Biggie was just so damn good. Like it's so rare to be that hyped and not be overrated. I feel like he's not overrated. I feel like Biggie is properly rated.
Yeah.
When he got on that Bone Thugs and Harmony.
That was a big deal.
Yeah, when he showed you, he was like, yeah, I'm going to get Bone Thugs on a record, but I'm going to also, I'm going to rap a little bit like Bone Thugs. And he was just amazing. His ability to do it.
There's so many artists today that were influenced by that collab too. Bring that up, Cass One. Play that B.I.G. Bone Thugs real quick.
It's one of the most beloved records by both hip hop heads and total pop, you barely even know rap heads.
Well, and on top of that, and on top of that, I ask you, how far beyond Biggie's verse do you actually listen to this song?
I said this last time. I don't want to disrespect.
I'm not disrespecting. It's 6 minutes long.
But after you hear the 7 a.m.
We good after that.
But then you're disrespecting the whole point of the record.
That's right.
Which is that it's them together.
That's right.
It's Cleveland.
Let this breathe for a second. Ebro, Laura Rosenberg.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey. What's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live.
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Tomorrow on the show, we're going to celebrate B.I.G.'s 50th. We're going to get some tunes on. You know what I'm saying?
50th, man.
50th, crazy, right?
Super, super crazy, man.
Ebro.
Yes, ma'am.
I caught Rosenberg trying to do something really mean.
What?
He says to me, let's talk about the monkeypox cases.
Uh-oh.
And I tell him, it really freaks me out because, you know, I have that fear of hold, the trypanophobia, whatever.
I have the same thing.
I hate it.
I have it too.
My lady's got that too, where y'all see little bumps and little, y'all can't even stand the word spores.
Oh, it literally makes my hands weak and I want to break it.
My hands are weak.
I can't explain to you. I hate it so much.
Well, how real is this monkeypox thing?
So then,
what do you mean?
But wait, no, don't let him. Let me finish.
Sorry.
So I say, you know, he's like, we're talking about the case. I'm like, no, I don't want to talk about it. I was like, because it creeps me out. He looks at Sean and like, yeah. He gave him the look like, let's do it so we can gross her out on the air.
Well, I know. Actually, I looked at Shawnee because Ebro's headphones were on. I know Ebro well enough to know that if he heard that sincere a fear out of you,
oh, it's happening.
That he's doing it. So right. I was just saying, I know where to go now.
And you said, maybe we should do the smallpox. And Laura literally went,
Yeah, she did. Monkeypox.
Monkeypox is in the smallpox family.
Right,
first case has reported in Massachusetts 12 hours ago.
The smallpox vaccine can prevent infection in 85% effectiveness. And they're saying that because the smallpox was, quote, eradicated, people stopped getting the smallpox vaccine. And that's why you're seeing an uptick in cases. An outbreak that occurred in the United States in 2003 was traced to a pet store where rodents imported from Ghana were sold. This goes back to 2003. It was first identified in 1958 among laboratory monkeys.
Ugh.
Now, here's the thing that's interesting to me.
Okay. By the way, this is a horrifying looking illness.
Yeah, it's bumps all over your body. Oh. Way worse than chicken pox.
It looks really awful.
Gross.
The first identified cases in 1958 were in laboratory monkeys.
Right.
Okay? That was the first identified cases.
Mm-hmm.
The first cases in humans were found in 1970 in the Democratic Republic of Congo.
Okay.
In the Congo.
Okay.
So.
What about now, fam? Talk about right now. What's happening now?
Well, here's where I'm going with it. Right now, they're saying that, you know, people, when they go hunting and they're killing animals in the wild, they can get monkeypox.
Oh, is there a cure?
Well, the vaccine, I mean, it's the bumps all over your body, so they're saying. And it causes like symptoms almost like chickenpox. You know, you're tired,
so you can't
you're
sore. Die?
I'm sure you could die just like you could die of smallpox if it's untreated. But they say it's very hard. They say it's very, not hard, but you would have to be in very close contact with someone for a long time and like share, like sweat of theirs would have to get on you. You would have to like really be in close quarters with somebody.
Like a spouse, sibling.
Something.
But can you get it by like petting a dog?
I mean, if the dog has the disease, yeah. I'm assuming so, but they're saying it's not really, it's more in the saliva glands and in the meat and in the, like, you know.
If God forbid this were to become a big thing, God forbid.
Yes. Pandemic.
Do you want to see a different reaction to vaccines?
Fam.
I guarantee you the numbers would be at 98. Shawnee, look at these pictures. If people really
I saw it as some little nasty white pussy.
And if it was popping up and people were really getting
it. You think that people, people care more about vanity than anything.
People are so vain.
They're getting that vaccine. Right?
Absolutely. That's disgusting.
They'd be like, don't even hold it up.
That's
disgusting. Do not show it
to me. Stop showing me photos.
I do not want to see. I'm not looking at it.
Yo, Rosenberg just threw some paper.
But this is only coming up because you brought it up.
Like, but I don't want to look at it.
So much.
He just keeps showing it to us. Really mature, Ebro. He's just swinging the phone in our face. What the hell, Ebro?
Look, if you could catch it from, like, petting dogs, and a lot of y'all in trouble. Y'all be in these streets just petting random people, dogs.
Now y'all know. Listen, I'm going to tell y'all what I'm most worried about and triggered by the whole thing. I hate seeing them showing pictures of black people's hands with this on their hands when there's white people that got this and they talking about monkeypox. And they talking about Africa all the time with these diseases. And y'all first found this disease in 1958 in lab monkeys.
I hate it all.
Why is it called something else?
Wait, hold on. It's called monkeypox.
Yeah, but why y'all keep showing black people hands? Like, black people the only ones that got it.
Did it come from monkeys, or is they just trying to...
They said in 1958 it was found in lab monkeys.
And real quick, do you...
But that's just my social programming and offended by, you know, Western society always trying to blame something on Africa and show black people with diseases. Mm-hmm. I don't like it.
On Malcolm X's birthday, speak on it, God.
Well, don't you think it'd be worse than if it was called, like, African pox? It's called monkey pox because it's found in a monkey.
Yeah, I know. I hear you. I hear what you're saying.
It's just your own programming that you hear the word monkey, you're already immediately
looking. I hear the word monkey and I see a picture of black hands on the cover of the New York Times.
Is that what it was, though?
Yes.
Yeah.
Google it. Run Google.
Nope.
Yo, listen. If you run your Googles and you go to Google Images, you're gonna see mostly.
That's
black
why
people.
I don't want.
That's
to
what
run
I'm
my
saying.
So
you see monkeypox.
Look, this was the way
people.
The story came out yesterday, Shawnee. Watch.
Stop trying to show us the photo, Ebro. You're doing it on purpose.
Wait, hang on.
Gosh.
Like that. That was the first photo that came out yesterday.
So
let's say
monkeypox, and it shows black hands, just black hands, all warped up and disgusting looking.
Looks like warts.
Look. This one ain't that bad, Rosemary.
I don't
want to
see it.
Yeah, I see. It's black hands.
I don't want to see it.
I'm offended.
But if it's common, is it common? It's more common in Africa or no?
Those are where the first human cases were found.
So that's where the pictures are coming from. I hear what you're saying, but I mean, relax, bro.
I'm just saying, that's what struck me the most. You guys are worried about bumps on people's hands. Mm-hmm. I'm worried about the perception of black people in Africa.
I'm worried about bumps on
people's hands.
I'm worried about bumps on people's faces, not just hands.
Now, did you see the nurse that got it?
No.
And they were showing her face?
No.
She looked crazy.
Yo, she had it all over her face.
No, I saw one picture that freaked me out so bad. It looked like Pinhead and Hellraiser. It was terrifying.
I got to find this lady.
You don't.
She had it all over her face.
Anyways, everyone, be safe out there.
Wash your hands.
Facts. Don't kiss any animals.
Don't pet random dogs.
Facts.
Don't open your Twitter for at least 3 days.
Ugh.
Laura, don't open your Twitter. That's right.
Oh, this one right here. Go. Here's the nurse.
Show Shawnee. Don't show us.
I'll block you.
Why they don't show that picture?
Around the nose is disgusting. It's all on the gums, too.
Yo.
Top left.
Well, it's like chicken pox. Look, Laura, look. Just look. Just really quick. Just quick.
No.
It looked like they got like
just
a cold sore herpy bump all over their face.
Oh, my God. Ebro, put that down, bro.
Why they didn't put this picture everywhere?
Why'd you see
everywhere?
It?
Why this picture not everywhere?
If that picture goes everywhere, I'll tell you one thing right now. You will not have zero vaccination issues.
White people will be getting this vaccine.
White people? You think black people want to look like that? All people.
Why y'all not making eye contact right now?
I don't want that visual in my brain.
I want to get Kyrie's stance when that comes out. If that starts moving around, I don't hear what Kyrie has to say.
Yo, I'll still be eating lettuce and taking ginger shots, man.
You better cover your face.
I don't know if that's going to help you with that, bro.
It might. I got some research.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Yo, let's go.
Beaker.
The gurus are here.
Hey, yo, it's time for the
beaker and a Bunsen burner and a World Book Encyclopedia.
Beautiful queen. Rubbing some aloe and say butter on my skin like it's going to go away.
Like when we were kids, we got chicken pox and your mom would put you in the oatmeal bath.
Take an oatmeal bath, rub some aloes on my skin.
Be all right. Be just fine.
Okay. Focus. TheGuruLaura at gmail.com. For the gurus unite to guide you in the right path. To uplift you in your hardest times. Shawnee Culture, burn extra sage right now, please.
That's right, cleansing.
Clean, clean, clean.
Monkeypox energy.
Yeah, please.
Rosenberg, tell us who's out there. Who needs us?
TheGuruLaura at gmail.com. That is our email address, TheGuruLaura at gmail.com. And before we read today's email, I'd just like to express that yesterday, from a guru standpoint, a very emotionally trying day as I watched the penultimate episode of This Is Us.
So you're still doing this to yourself?
So if you go on my IG stories right now, at Rosenberg Radio, it was too embarrassing for me to post it on my main page. You'll see a level of crying.
So this is like 3 weeks in a row where you've done this like I'm crying on social media skit.
Because I wanted to close out. I wanted to close out with people understanding what this show's all about. And I was hoping other people would contribute. No one else is man enough to send me their videos of them. I thought it would be like a challenge. Show yourself weeping on the internet.
This is us crying challenge.
Exactly. No one wants to show it.
It's a real thing.
Yo, the way that my girl is out loud weeping, I had to yell at her.
Did you record her yet?
Yeah, I have it.
You have recordings of your girl crying.
Play it. It's so good. Okay, watch during This Is Us.
That's too far. That's too far.
She gone too
far.
No, she gone too far, yeah.
That's too far.
Yo, it made me. I was in the middle of crying, and she started crying so loud that I started laughing. So if you look at my IG story, I look like a psychopath because I couldn't take it anymore. But everyone, if you're out there and you were watching, you understand that episode with the train.
Train ran over somebody.
No, man. Oh. It was saying goodbye. It was the final goodbye to one of the most important characters. And on this goodbye.
Did they die?
What do you think goodbye means, man?
I don't know. Maybe they went on a trip. Maybe
they did. They went on a trip.
Oh,
permanent trip. Oh, and along the way, they're going through the train, being guided by another beloved character on the show who's already taken the trip. And that character comes back.
Oh, so the train is their trip to heaven. You know what I mean?
And she's going car by car and seeing people from her life.
And so they're together again, just in a different...
Yeah, Ebro, but it's just, it hurts, man. I would be sitting in the living room and my man would be like, why do you do this to yourself? Again?
Sounds
beautiful.
He would
get so mad because I would sit there.
So were you guys
bawling.
Crying of sadness or just kind of the beauty of life?
It's all of it. It's all of
the
it.
The journey that we all must partake.
So the beauty of this relationship too, the person guiding this character, the way that they're connected is so beautiful. You know what I'm saying? It's Randall's biological dad. Ugh. You know, the black adopted kid, it's his biological father who had a real bond with the mother who ended up adopting this child. They had a bond through each other, even though, because they were the only ones who knew for so long about this. And he's the one guiding her on this journey.
I want to cry now.
It's like you see him and you're just like,
So the black man is God?
No, he's not God. He's just a loved one who's already moved on.
Got it.
You know what I'm saying?
I like it. Sounds beautiful.
No, it's beautiful.
Sounds amazing.
All right, guys, sorry, theGuruLaura at gmail.com.
Caribbean Massive.
Hi, gurus, morning show family. I could go on about how much I love you guys, but that would make this letter much longer than much to Laura's disdain. So I'll simply say thank you for all that you do to make my mornings and day. I'll try to provide as much context while trying to keep it brief. I was single for over 3 years when I randomly heard from someone from my past after 20 years through social media.
That old thing.
We exchanged information and started getting reacquainted.
Hey,
talked every day, spent time together weekly. It felt easy.
They bumping uglies though?
We seemed to be very comfortable with each other. He told me he was dating with the intention of marriage.
Okay.
Sparks formed. Whew. And before I knew it, I was falling hard.
Talk about it.
Fast forward about a year later, it feels like a 180.
1 year.
Other than a daily text message, I don't hear from him. The communications declined drastically, despite me expressing my discomfort with it several times. When we're together, things are great, but time is significantly less than it was at the beginning. We're both single, working parents, and while I understand that's a factor, I also feel time should be spent nurturing a relationship to see it grow. Mm-hmm. I can accept the relationship not being as intense as before. but the lack of time and communication makes me insecure. I don't think I'm asking for too much, but don't want to continue bringing up the same issue. Should I give it a final effort or cut my losses and burn it down? Thank you for any insight you may have. Sincerely, Lonely.
Aww. Sincerely Lonely. So sad. This doesn't seem that difficult. I feel like he's not that into it. You know what I'm saying? I feel like he may not be into you as much as you're into him. And I think there's an easy solution to this. Ask him, is this what you really want? And if he's not clear with you, then you break it off and burn it down.
And you'll be able to tell by his answer. Quick.
Right?
Just ask him for a moment of truth.
Just be like, hey, listen, this is it. Here's what I need. We were doing this thing for real.
Yeah.
I was down for that.
We was building.
If we want to build on something, then it requires more than what this is. If you want it to be, because she said that she's cool with it not having that much time, but she's not cool with it.
It's not
You're
what she
not
wants.
Good with it. You yeah. want it to be the real deal.
And he was dating with the intention of trying to lock in with somebody, and he's not fully locking into you. Allegedly. According to her,
allegedly,
what he
yeah.
said.
Sounds so like game
that,
to me.
If that was his intention, he might not feel like you're the one. He might like you a lot, but he might not feel like he's the one, and that's why he's not being clear with you. So you ask.
Yep, and then you step. And if you continue, and even if he says yes, and then he continues to not give it to you, you still step.
Right.
And listen, maybe it'll make him realize what's going on, but I don't know. Listen, he could also be smashing other people.
He probably is.
Your insecurity does not sound unfounded. That
right,
all of a sudden
right.
you went from into it. Like, guys,
he's running game. He's running game.
Yeah, dude show you what's going on.
A year in, he know what it is.
Yeah, and trust your intuition. If you feel like something's off, that's because something is off.
Something is off.
Yep, so, and that's it.
So I think that's it. I say you talk to him, ask him for a moment of honesty and see if you can get it out of him. But you're going to have to reevaluate the whole situation and make a decision. So say los gurus.
Wow.
You guys are Rosenberg. I said these gurus,
no,
man. You guys are losing your edge. You're too nice, man.
What you mean?
Y'all never tell anybody to burn it down.
No, he's obviously
running game.
Cass,
go ahead.
Cass.
Might
Cass,
not be running game.
Cass, that was mine and your job. That was our job.
Yeah, that's what y'all do.
Right. You and me, we're not on our D&E, bro. Let's get back to it.
Well, I've been just letting it breathe. You know what I'm saying? Because you know how this stuff goes. You could give people advice, but what's going to happen is going to happen. It's meant to be. You know what I'm saying?
I mean,
these gurus ain't reading the secret language of birthdays or the secret language of relationships.
What do you mean? We have a birthday expert.
Exactly. I've been on that long time.
You know what I'm saying?
Long
if y'all was real gurus,
Sean
y'all
is a birthday expert.
If y'all was gurus, y'all would know both of these individuals' birthdays.
Right.
You would know when they was born, and then you would be able to tell them whether or not this was really going to work.
You write into the gurus, if you want, you add your zodiac signs. I add a little sauce to it.
A little salsa.
I'll be like, oh, Scorpio, and he's in Aquarius. Oh, it's never going to work. Burn it down.
Exactly.
Burn it.
Exactly.
On the way, flashing lights, Laura Staff.
Coming up in a flashing lights report, we'll discuss these Migos breakup rumors. Is it over? Coming up, flashing lights.
Call right now, 800-223-9797. You want Summer Jams? This will go down in Summer Jam. This tune right here. We got free tickets plus 500 and a shot at 25,000 next.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Y'all just start sweating. Rosenberg started asking me about cycling. I just rode 100 miles on Sunday in the Grand Fondo, New York. 9,000 feet of climbing.
Sheesh.
I think I'm traumatized. He started asking me questions about it. I just broke into a sweat.
Oh my God.
It's
PTSD.
Just thinking about the reality that I did it, I'm sweating.
It's so crazy.
I get tired just seeing it.
I was very proud of you.
Thank you.
That looked hardcore.
That was hard. It's hard.
I know you've been cycling for a while, and we always make fun of you, but that's major, Ebro.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, my friend just sent it to me. The reason it came up.
So cool.
My friend just texted me a picture of you on Twitter, and I reposted it. He wrote, "This is dope." I wrote, "Yo, I mean, it's something."
It is. It's something. It's ridiculous. Yo, there was a dude out there
who's 68 years old, and he rides all the time because they happen all over the world. It took me about 7 hours to finish.
What about him?
5.
And he's 68.
He's damn near 70 years old. He beat me by 2 hours.
Wow.
Good for him.
I mean, listen, he's been doing it for a long time. You're relatively new to this.
I'm new to it, but I say that to say for people out there who are, you know, as we all get older and are looking for something to keep us moving, mm-hmm. right? A lot of people that I see out there, women and men. Yo, there's a lady out there, no lie, she's probably 70 years old when we ride out 9W. She keeps up with us. She's 70 years old.
Mm.
Wow.
So gunning. Cool. Like it's nothing.
It's fire.
90 degree day, 100% humidity.
70 years old.
Chilling. Like, hey guys.
Uphill.
I'm here.
All of the hills, bro.
It's impressive.
Goals.
Yo, serious. It's serious. And you see these older folks doing it. And when you see, you know how you can like look in somebody's eyes and you can see that they're still like young and like they still have that sparkle in their eyes. Their eyes are like bright and shiny and they just look healthy in their face. Like you can see that. Or you look in somebody's face, you see dark circles or their eyes are like really red and yellow and et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
Yo, these people, like you see their eyes and they still have that youth sparkle.
Yeah.
I'm trying to have that, guys.
I heard someone have a, I saw a line.
Trying to have it.
Trying to have
it. I'm trying to have that.
I heard a line in a show. I don't remember which show it was over the last couple weeks, but someone said that the goal is to die young, very late.
There you go.
Mm.
And I was like, oh, wow. Die young, but late.
Because it's all in the spirit. It's all in the mind. It's all in your heart. It's all, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And if you're out here and you're getting your rest and you're drinking your water and you're doing movement, you got to move. The illest thing somebody ever told me was like, yo, fam, if you don't take care of your legs, if you don't take care of your legs, you can't move.
Right.
And if you can't move, it's tough to get your heart rate up. And if it's tough to get your heart rate up, you're going to die.
Right.
So you got to take care of your legs.
Yeah.
Because that's how you move around. That's your whole thing.
That's everything.
It's tough, man, especially with older people who are from a previous generation, like my parents. Like my mom at this point, her legs and feet are annoying. They're always a thing.
Right.
It's always a procedure and therapy and working on it. And a lot of people of that generation who really, when our parents were young, they invented jogging.
Right.
Like in their 20s, it became a thing. They were like, have you ever heard of running and exercising? People are like, exercising?
Running.
Really? So it's interesting. We have the advantage that we know we need to take care of ourselves.
Yeah, man. So you look at the generation before, figure out the mistakes or the lack of knowledge. Let's not even call it a mistake. Let's just call it lack of information.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And if we're not using the information we got, then we're doing ourselves a disservice, guys. Speaking of information, Laura Stiles is here with the flashing lights.
Laura Stiles got the 411 on the flash lights. Lights.
Know you're ready for the flashing light. Laura Stiles gonna put us on.
A big rumor going around on the internet is that the Migos are possibly breaking up.
What?
Well, Offset and Cardi B unfollowed Quavo and Takeoff on Instagram.
Wow.
And Quavo and Takeoff also just released a music video teaser for a song they're doing, just the two of them.
Wow.
So everyone feels that this is a possible, you know, breakup situation. Is it over for Migos?
I mean, listen, they're family. I hope they work it all out. I'm sure they will. I'm just stuck on the fact that this new Quavo Takeoff situation is called Unk and Few.
Unk and Few. You don't like the name.
Unk and Few. Who's Unk and who's Few?
I think Unk is Quavo and Few is Takeoff. Yeah. Because if you remember the story of Migos, I think Takeoff was the one that wanted to rap. Mm-hmm. Quavo was a basketball player, and Takeoff was, you know, he was out here doing his thing. And it was...
Offset.
I mean, Offset was out here doing his thing. It was Takeoff that was already rapping.
Right.
And then that kind of got everybody, you know, they all, you know, they was, cousins, whatever it is.
Hey, speaking of cousins who all rapped together, shouts to Griselda, who tore it down last night. They had a big show in New York City last night. All of them.
Really?
The whole squad was out. Yeah. So shouts to the whole Griselda Buffalo mob in the building.
Well,
I just did a quick...
Have you checked on Freddie Gibbs?
Oh.
There we go.
We should do that tomorrow. We haven't gotten to that yet.
You guys haven't gotten to Freddie Gibbs?
I mean, I have. I've gotten to it.
I'm proud of Freddie Gibbs.
That he still did the show after...
That he got up on stage after getting jumped.
Yeah. I'd like him to stop getting into it with people, though.
I would like that,
like
also.
I feel like it's time. Like, we get it, it's bro. Time. You're not scared, but let's chill out.
That's your flashing lights report. Time is 8:52, high of 68 degrees. Alternate side parking rules are in effect.
Yeah, man. More money, more summer jams coming up later on today with Nessa Camillo and them. We're going 97 minutes commercial-free music next with Cast One.
Wake up! Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg. Hot 97. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live.
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.